From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. The mayor of San Diego, Democrat Bob Filner, is not stepping down for now. He says he will undergo 2 weeks of therapy to begin the process of addressing his behavior. He's come under pressure to resign after allegations of sexual harassment from several women. Here he is speaking today.
Words alone are not enough. I am responsible for my conduct. And I must take responsibility for my conduct by taking action so that such conduct does not ever happen again.
Well, joining us now for more is Tony Perry, San Diego bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times. And Tony, did people think he was going to resign just now and then he didn't?
No, I don't think they did. Nothing in Bob Filner's long career, he's 70 years old, was in Congress for 20 years, school board and city council before that. Nothing in his behavior and history says this is a man who shrinks from a battle or retreats when people are opposed to him. This two-week therapy, in which he will still be briefed morning and evening, he said, on city business, is something we hadn't really seen coming, but seems like a half a measure, and we'll see whether it cools the fires, the calls for his resignation, and the effort to recall him from office.
Well, tell us about the allegations. Seven women now have made allegations accusing the mayor of sexual harassment or inappropriate conduct. What is alleged?
Six women, including a retired admiral, a university dean, and a couple of women business executives, say that at public meetings he pressed himself on them, that he said suggestive things, that he touched them, that he seemed to suggest he'd like to get together privately for a yet more intimate tete-a-tete, and that they were shocked and rebuffed him and thought it was horrible. The admiral said she immediately told two male colleagues, "I don't ever, ever want to be left in a room with that man again." Now, of the seven, one, a former mayoral staffer, director of communications, has filed a lawsuit, sexual harassment, saying that he put his hand all over her, that he kept her in a headlock and dragged her around, she said, like a rag doll, and that on one occasion he said, "Why don't you show up for work not wearing your panties?" She is suing him for unspecified damages. Her attorney is Gloria Allred, and they're very serious about it, and they say that resignation won't make any difference. They're pushing ahead, although it may be months and months before it gets to court.
And it's not as if he's coming out and denying everything that's being said about him.
He's doing kind of a halfway. He says, "My behavior was despicable, disrespectful, intimidating, bad, undercut my life spent working for equality." But he stopped short of saying it was sexual harassment. In fact, has said he thinks in the long run, a fair investigation, he says, will find him not guilty, as it were, of sexual harassment. He's hired one of the best attorneys in town to oppose any claim and to oppose this lawsuit that's been filed.
And Tony, we just have a few seconds left, but do San Diegans want him out?
The polls would suggest they do, that they're tired of this. San Diegans tend to be very concerned about the image of the city, and nothing about this is helping the image of this city.
Tony Perry, San Diego bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times, talking with us about Bob Filner, the Democrat mayor of San Diego, who is not stepping down. He says he's going to undergo some therapy. Tony, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And we'll be back in 1 minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.